Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't trickin', we got it. Order what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping. Hell crazy, high heels on.
My boy Gesto, what's good, Jay? Let me scream at him for a minute.
Yo, flying, flashy, doing my thing. Seat down in the club, making it rain. And gas in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the Prada, 20 for the make. Turn out to bump into me and make me feel my drink. Got it full of rosé, check full of comma. Two-stepping with a nigga, baby mama. But we can tell that he don't want no drama. It's our block, gun stop, he go in one shot.
I could buy the bar, but you could only buy a shot or two. I'm a hustler, homie, I had the scene stopping too. I done sold a rock or two, I do what I gotta do. Them ladies up in VIP looking poppable. And I'll probably pop them all, anything's possible. I'm so appealing that I'm feeling unstoppable. I feel like losing ain't option. That's when I spotted you. Who was so sexy, I said, forget the hotel. I'ma let you step in the crib. No, I won't give you breakfast today, but you can eat me for breakfast after we have sex.
Saturday night, Heaven Hollywood and Hot Sugar, also with my co-host, which will be along shortly, that is Miss Sexy herself and Dea Morrell. I've just got my peoples with me tonight. Let's see here. Angela's running the boards tonight. Angela, let's see, are you on the line? If you are not.
Yes, I'm here, darling. I'm
hey, here. Thank you, love. Okay. Thank you. You should give yourself a round of applause. So we have Miss OD waiting for us on the line.
Yes, she
hey.
Is.
Miss OD, what's going on, biatch?
Hey.
Fresh off her birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. Listen,
I saw you in the club turned up. Didn't think you were going
to
run into me. See you there?
Listen, you was like a ninja. You are everywhere, my brother, everywhere.
Yeah, I was at the club for another event, and I was like, didn't even know. I'm like, okay, Mr. O'D's birthday is tomorrow, but then after 12 o'clock was actually that day. It was actually tomorrow. So
right.
I did on her birthday.
I was coming to show support. I didn't want to step on no toes because my birthday was at midnight, you know, so I tried to keep it low key.
Right. But ended up a good thing. You know, I got to bump into my left-hand biatch that night.
Yes, yes.
So we're waiting on India, and I don't know whether Ari is calling in. Is Ari on the line, Angela?
Not yet, but India is here.
And Day is here, the boss lady
yes,
herself.
Yes.
Hello.
Boss lady. Hey.
Yes, she
late
is.
Late as ever, CPT time.
That's all right. You get to do that. You get that privilege.
But it's so funny because I'm so late all the time on this show that our listeners are going to fill in at 11:15 because they just know we're so CPT time. So.
I know. They're like, you know, let's not even tune in at 11.
Right, exactly.
Let's tune in at 11:15.
Y'all better be here at 11.
Right.
But again, welcome to Hot Sugar. It's Heaven Hollywood and Dan Morrell and Miss OD. And I believe this is Ari's week, so she should be calling in shortly. But let's get it popping. This whole entire week has been about the
crazy,
unfortunate news
of
Bobby Christina. She actually changed her name. She had actually went back to Houston. But people got so used to calling her Bobby Christina Brown, Houston, or whatever the case may be. But as you all know, last week she was found pretty much similar to her mom in a bathtub at her Atlanta home where she shared with her husband. I don't know if it's her husband, Nick Gordon.
Right.
And, of course, the first thing that everyone thought was just like they thought with Whitney.
Right.
Had something to do with drugs. Either she overdosed. She tried to kill herself. But you know me.
Yeah, she did that on purpose.
Right. You know me. I'm always the conspiracy theorist guy of the crew. And as Andrea will know, and Miss O.D. as well, you've been around me long enough. First thing I thought was somebody tried to kill her.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my trait. Now, what did you
guys...
Think
so?
I always think, to this day, believe that somebody killed Whitney Houston and somebody murdered Michael Jackson.
Right.
And I still think that Bobby Christina, I feel as though, and they are, you know, you see, the way I was thinking was, and you guys can chime in as well, the way I was thinking of it was that this is before I got the news that they may or may not be married.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I thought was Nick Gordon tried to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's and the police obviously feel that way too because they're doing a criminal investigation. I mean, you know, you guys can chime in as well as that. Well, on your first thing, your first instinct after hearing about Bobby Christina.
Right. Well,
when I heard about...
Go ahead, Ms. O'Lee.
When I heard about the way that it all happened and everything, personally, I think that she did that to herself. I think that she was trying to replicate what happened with her mom because of everything was too specific to the T about how her mom passed away. Mm. So I think maybe she was grieving, especially since that movie came out. Maybe it erupted some feelings in her that she tried to cover up before. But I think she did that to herself on purpose. It's too identical.
I don't know. It just seems too weird for me. And in my deep feelings, like in my heart, I feel something else. I'm with you, Heaven. When I first heard about it, first thing that came to my mind was, here we go again, some bullshit.
Right.
And I said, number one, if you look at video of Christina and her tweeting, just all you guys got to do is, like, look at a person, like, what they're saying previous or, like, if they're doing videos, are they happy? Do they come off a certain way? She was about to start recording, and she was really, like, happy and, like, in a good mood to really start, like, you know, really focusing on her music career because she's been trying to do this for a long time. She really wanted to do music. So a lot of people didn't know she had went back to the studio. She's been in there listening to music. She's been getting ready to record. So this is somebody who's looking at, like, you know, she's about to have a birthday. You know, like, wow. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know if her birthday already passed, but I know she Maybe it just, like, did it pass before
I think it was coming up because she was,
right,
well, she was
up,
actually
right.
20. Yeah, I actually think she was on the verge of turning 22.
She's about to be 22.
Right.
So this is somebody who seemed like she was really, like, you know, where I met in my life, my mom is not here, but I'm really happy I got the man in my, even though people don't like Nick, you can just look at all their pictures, how I went through their pictures. And if
right.
you look at every picture, they just look like it's just them. That's all exists in their world. That girl loved that boy. I don't know about him, but she loved that boy. And she was
right.
happy. Finally, she got her own money. She don't care what the auntie is saying, the uncle is saying.
Right.
She got her own thing going. So I didn't see nothing. Because, see, her mom has passed like a few years now. So
yeah.
if she wanted to kill herself, let's be honest, she could have killed herself that night, the next night. 2 weeks ago, why now? Why now?
Right.
The same time when her mother passed. It don't make sense. It don't
right
matter.
Around the same time.
She was face down in the tub. Let's,
yeah.
let's just like just really analyze everything. Just analyze. That's all I'm saying.
The thing that's crazy to me is, at first, like I said, everyone's doing drugs. But then the first, and I've always been known to saying that the first report,
oh.
most of the time, is the most accurate.
Oh.
And the first thing that they
right.
reported was there were no drugs found on that scene.
House. Now they're saying it was. But look,
now all of a
out.
Sudden,
check
after they've
out,
had
guys.
A chance to plant the
if
drugs.
If you was a murderer, if you was somebody to, if you was to go get somebody who had a lot of money, you was going to murder them, how to get away with a murder part one with India. Let me tell you something. First thing you do, you're targeting somebody that already been in the public, that's been
right.
known to be on pills. Remember on her show, everybody
yep.
kept saying, so they put it in
she's
your head
on drugs. Yep.
that she's, oh, she's on something. Even if we didn't know she was on something, we thought she was on something. So for
yep.
her to show up, like, laying face down in the tub, guess what? Everybody's like, oh, well, she must have been on drugs. So it's
right.
easy for them to get away with it if they did kill her. Because
mm-hmm.
we all assumed the child was using drugs.
That's
so
true.
A murderer will be like, yeah, that's what it was, and they can get away with it. Because everybody thought she was already a pill head or whatever she was taking.
Right.
You're assuming. Everybody's assuming. We didn't know what this girl did. You wasn't in her life. You get what I'm saying? I just think that it's real tragic. And most of all, her mother had $20 million she left to her. Plus.
Right.
So
right.
if you don't think money is involved, and money has something to do with it, come on, you guys. People do insurance scams all the time where they kill their people off so they can get the
right.
money. Trust me. This just don't sound right to me. It don't sound right.
So now, Ms. O.D. and Andrea, I happen to be, you know, close with a very, you know, good friend. And if you know Andrea, she was actually on Real Talk 1 week.
Right.
When right after the Whitney movie,
mm-hmm.
and you have to throw this into the mix that she came out and said that movie, really, you know. Now, of course, you know how I felt about the movie, but
mm-hmm.
you can't. One thing about the Houston family that I realized that I do not like is they
right.
are always quick to point blame at someone else. Like
right.
that's one thing they do too much. They point blame too much. You know, Whitney has to take responsibility for some of the things that happened to her. Bobby Christina, some of the things that happened to her, I really not going to really blame her yet. Number one, she was a kid. She's still
uh-huh.
a kid. You know, she's 21.
Yes.
She's still a kid. You know, she really from day one, she's been scrutinized. She's been talked about.
Right.
You know, she grew
right.
up in under Bobby and Whitney. You know,
right.
now stories are coming out that, oh, they were doing crack around her when she was five.
Wow.
You know,
right.
and she never had a chance. I just happened to go to her Twitter. Okay, and you girls can chime in on this. I happened to go to her Twitter. And
yes.
it is a damn downright shame. The things that these people
yes.
are allowed
yep.
to say on social media.
Yep.
I said, it'll drive anybody to depression. Anybody, because I mean, you're talking about a girl who is still not over her mom. And so, to me, that's one of the reasons why I believe she really did take to Nick, because Whitney loved, regardless of the fact, Whitney loved Nick Gordon like it was her son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that, it was really them too, since Nick, I believe Whitney adopted them at 12, or it was really those two and Whitney. So
right.
When Whitney's gone, you know, that she's going to grow attached to the one thing that's still close to her mother. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's
and,
who she
and,
was around.
Right, and that was him. Now, I was always against them, you know, from what I hear. You know, like I said, I don't know Nick Gordon. From what I hear, she is much more in love with him.
That's
he kind of like
that.
Loves
you
her like a
that.
Sister. Yeah, you can
mm-hmm.
you can see, I don't know if you girls see that, but he kind of like loves her like a sister. But you know, if you remember, Pat Houston has a restraining order against him, and the reason why I don't think they're married because she's in the hospital on life support. He's calling no shots at all, and usually
no.
a husband would be calling
yeah,
the shots.
Yeah, husband would have all shots.
Yeah.
True,
so,
that makes sense.
Right. So did you the whole thing with that marriage thing? See, the only thing I didn't like about what Bobby Chris did was it seems like Whitney would have never agreed to them being in a relationship. And it's like as soon as Whitney passed, all of a sudden they come out like as a couple. So the way
right.
I'm seeing it is they were a couple a long time ago.
No,
they
were.
Right. They just didn't bring it out. You know, from what I hear from the person that a source that I'm close with, he's crashed 5 of Bobby Christina's cars.
Wow.
Because remember, she gets her money in installments. She
yes,
got 10% of her money at 21. She
yeah,
gets
she just got some.
Right.
She's
she gets 20%
at
23.
At 25.
Right. 25, and then she gets the rest at 30.
Yeah.
Right. And Pat is the one who is the executor of the estate. So I'm hearing that this kid, Nick Gordon, who she has a order of protection against, was calling, threatening her because he felt as though she was not giving Bobby Christina enough
okay.
allowance.
Well, Heaven, I'm going to cut you off right there because when you just told me that, I never knew that Pat was the executor of the estate.
Yes,
case
Pat
off.
Is executor of the estate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you
and
something. I don't know if it's my psychic abilities, but something about that woman, it just don't sit right with me. It don't
it never
sit right
sat
with me. It didn't sit right with me.
That interview at Oprah,
and it doesn't
that's
sit
what
right
set
with me.
Off.
Everybody's going to point the finger at Nick because he's the easy target. But if you
right.
look closer to what's really there, most people are going to look over the person that they need to be pointing to. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know. It just seems real weird. And if you look at it, if she gets rid of everybody, then she has it. I just think that people need to – never mind. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to say anything. Anyways, keep going.
So deep. Any,
I'm not here to do a psychic reading, but go ahead.
I mean, I feel where you're coming from on that, but I'm pretty sure that even though she's in the estate and everything, I'm sure that she was compensated on her own.
Well,
like
Pat,
what, from Whitney?
Yeah, but I mean – If she's going to leave her in charge of all of that, I'm pretty sure she compensated her in her own sense. You know what
oh,
I'm
yes,
saying?
She
like,
did compensate her, but if nobody else is there to take most of the money,
right.
then she still is the main person.
And Sissy, I hate to
right.
say it, Sissy got one foot in the grave.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Sissy's
exactly.
old.
So ain't nobody
she's
left, and Bobby yeah. damn sure didn't get left nothing. So
right. I got
what?
A copy of the will.
Oh, my God.
Me. I got a copy of it. I'm not telling you.
Oh, my
God.
You got no copy of the will. You got a copy of the will?
I absolutely have a copy of the will.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so let me break to you down how Whitney's will went. Now, remember, she originally made a will in her first copy was in 1990. She then redid it in 1993, and that was the last will before she passed away. She
yep.
never got to redo her will after her and Bobby separated in 2006 and divorced in 2007. So she never got a chance to redo her will. But it was actually everything was left to Bobby Christina. Okay. She had left her jewelry and everything in her estate to be split between Sissy, Bobby Christina, and then if Sissy was to pass, Bobby Christina was to pass, it would then be split between her brother Gary and Bobby Brown. Okay. But other than that, everyone has to die before Bobby got any money.
Wait. I got a question. So do you think that this is some big conspiracy theory to kill everybody off? Didn't What's-Her-Face just fall in the tub like a week ago, too?
Wait a minute.
I'm telling you, Miss O.D., we'll have a conversation off the line. Let me tell you. When money everybody is at risk. When 20 million plus come to play with it, everybody's head is at risk, including your daughter. Trust me.
Wow. Especially when you're dealing with that old devil
Clive
Davis.
It's a scandalous world.
You know what I'm saying? So
does it mean, because I feel like Bobby Brown is real laid back about his daughter being under the fucking
radar
right now.
He's a real cool comic collector right now.
You know, but see, Bobby Brown, like I said, that whole thing is just a strange situation. Number one, let's go back to the movie situation. They said Bobby Christina was very upset about the movie. They also said that Bobby Christina was upset that she felt as though, on that interview, that Bobby Brown, tried to come over and make himself look better by saying stuff like, oh, we both cheated on each other. And, there was infidelity in both parts. There may have been, but it seems like Bobby tried to take that time to, he never came out and said that when Whitney was alive.
Because everybody was making him out to be the dirtbag, so he didn't want to have to take all of that.
No, I understand that, but even when she was alive, he never once came out and said, oh, yeah, the only infidelity we knew about was his. Like, he never once came out and said, well, yeah, we both cheated on each other. I mean, so the movie, according to the person I speak with, had her very upset. The other thing
he didn't want to get written out the will, that's why.
Exactly. Thank you, Miss O.D. There you go.
Word. She had to eat that shit. Now that she's dead, she can't say shit. Be like, fuck that. That bitch was a hoe.
Right. The next day, his ass would have been out the wheel. So you're right.
Right.
He closed his mouth. You're right.
So he pretty much, everybody has to pass before he gets money. Sissy turned over. They were actually going to have Sissy execute her, but as Sissy got older, she turned the execute over to Pat. So it was actually supposed to be Sissy, but because of her age and she was, sick, and because of that, she also said that her and Bobby and Gary, they could not come to an agreement of how things would be split, so she turned it over to Pat. Now, like you said, it's a messy situation. As far as Nick Gordon goes, he was not in the will at all. And like I said, people have to pass away before Bobby even got his head. And that's just jewelry.
I'm
going to
tell you something. If that was you, Miss O.D., where this is your situation, where somebody has a whole lot of money, and you're one of the people that has to pass away for somebody else to basically collect. Mm-hmm. That is a big,
crazy thing to have on my head.
Like, I wouldn't want to be that person. Because trust me, people are evil. People do crazy shit when it comes to money. Like, if they came out tomorrow and said, oh, this person did it, and it was a family member, guess what? I would not be like, oh, my God. I would be like, I knew it. That's why they said
the label is involved with killing Whitney. That's why they blame Clive. That's why,
right. And you know me, I blame Clive from the beginning. I blame Clive. I think they have something to do with it from the beginning. I believe that, from the beginning with Whitney's death. I'll still say
it
to this day. I believe that.
The party situation, that kind of, freaked me out. Because I kind of feel like...
That's right, Miss O.D. I'm about ready to throw you off my show that day.
And had a party. That's just... Come on, really? So, anyway.
The party. And that really, really... Shaka Khan, who is her aunt... That really messed up. That really swung her the wrong way. But now the police is investigating Nick Gordon. Now, what do you think this
person.
Is about?
The wrong person.
People pointing the finger, once again, the scapegoat.
Because
Nick Gordon, just like how
the
scapegoat was supposed
to
be Ray J and the Whitney
away
death.
From, because he's the wrong person they should be investigating, trust me.
Well, essentially, they got to look at everybody, and he would be the first one because that's her significant
right.
other. So
right.
they have to, mm-hmm. you know, do what they got to mm-hmm. do or whatever. But who
right.
else would have access to her like that? That little girl did that to herself.
The little white
know.
Boy that was in a room that found her in the tub face down.
Mm,
that
that's another
got
person
arrested
who they,
recently for drugs.
Right, who they said that may have fled the scene. They're looking for an
right.
eyewitness who could possibly mm-hmm. fled the scene. So, like I said, I'm keeping my eye on that timeline. Like, last thing, Chris Sissy was in Atlanta. She was finally with her granddaughter on her side. And my source, the person who's very close to the family, said that the doctors had already told
yes.
pretty much the family that she's brain dead. But Bobby Brown, who's supposed to make the decision, is not pulling the plug. He said he can't pull his plug on his daughter, and he wants to wait it out.
Well, he wants to
God
wait
after
the weekend, which is
right.
Grammy weekend. So, anyways, yeah.
Yo,
great.
You see,
Grammy
great.
Weekend, so the celebration can continue.
Yeah, anyways, this is some BS. Anyways,
so now,
you know what? I want to say this. For on the real side, I want to send a really strong prayer out to Bobby Christina right now that wherever she is, like, if it's her time, it's her time, okay?
Right.
But if it's not her time, please go back to your body. Please come back to us. I think she has so much more life to live, but I feel that, you know, maybe she just don't want to come back. And you know what? Maybe she's in a better place than this world.
Maybe
this
she's
world
so,
crazy.
That's the one thing I was thinking. Maybe she,
you know.
She always said how she has not get used to living with much. She can't wait to see her mother again. Maybe
yeah.
she saw her
oh.
mother and she doesn't
you know
want to come back.
You know, she's going to her mom, she don't want to come back. Right.
Right. That's
so,
probably what I,
mean, I
was thinking when she crossed over to the
other side. But I just
want
to say, I really want to say to, you know, like, not to the family, because I'm really not feeling the family, both sides of the family. I want
right.
to say just to her spirit, that if she decides to come back in these few days, Princess, we are definitely praying for you. We're pulling for you. You know, I just think that she has so much more life to live. But if it's her time, then, you know, so be it. And it's a sad situation, and it's so sad. And I want to let people know out there that a lot of people want to be famous. A lot of people want to do this and do that. But it's a big price to pay when you're
famous. Sure is.
Okay?
Especially when
you
decide what type of star you want to be.
That's right.
So that's the biggest decision. Now, we'll send our prayers out to Bobby Christina and, you know, these people that are out there putting stuff on her Twitter, making memes,
God.
Like, you should really be ashamed of yourself. I mean,
yeah,
you should really
should
be ashamed of yourself that you're saying, oh, you're making, I see people making Twitter accounts, Bobby Christina, I'm dead. And I'm smoking
crack.
I'm smoking
so
crack
stupid.
In hell. They're tweeting out, I'm smoking crack in hell with my mother. I mean, like, really?
Yeah, but karma is a bitch. And I'm going to tell you something, that anybody who's doing stuff like that, you should watch what you say, because things come back to you. So you might want to be careful with that.
And then
so go
and
ahead
another,
and laugh and have
absolutely.
Fun and do your little
absolutely.
Stuff. But I think that people should be careful what you say, especially when somebody's not doing well. You don't
yep.
talk and laugh about sick and dead. You don't do that.
Yep.
So shame
see, that's these people, these mouse pad mobsters and these keyboard killers that, you know, sit behind a keyboard.
Yeah,
and,
losers,
and,
losers.
Yeah, cowardly talk shit to like that. And
yeah.
like I said, there should be a certain thing that you should be a certain thing that you should be able to say on social media. Sometimes people
yep.
just go overboard. I mean, they use their little keyboard. These little, you know, like I said, these mouse pad mobsters, they use their
Twitter
little keyboard.
Twitter should let us be the police of the Twitter. We would delete so many accounts. I would love
if
to.
You get saying something foul or something like that, your account should just be deleted immediately.
Immediately. Good night. Hey. I'll just send you a message. Good night. And it just go off. Your Twitter just gone. Good
Real
night.
Real quick, before we move on, I just wanted to get at freaking
yes.
put her on blast. Sandra Rose, you ugly bitch. I'm going to put Sandra Rose on black
because Sandra Rose
always wants to be the one with the first one with the story. She wrote out 3 days ago, R.I.P. Bobby Christina. You don't write this girl off without she's not even dead yet. Okay, you're writing out, from what she hears, the family's going to pull a plug on Bobby Christina Bleeken. R.I.P. Bobby Christina. That's wrong. You don't do that. You know, you don't say rest in peace, Bobby Christina, when she is alive.
You know what, though?
Well,
in her defense, we're in an era now where if you go brain dead, it's no longer people waiting 8 months, 9 months, a year to take you off life support. Now it's let's see if you make any difference through the weekend, and if not, we about to pull that shit.
Right.
Back in the day, people used to be on life support for years. He was on life support for 2 years and came back.
And wake up.
Right.
Yeah, fully functional and everything. Like, it's sad. So, that's the type of era that we're in now. So that's, you got to excuse her ignorance. She know no better. She's probably a youngin'.
I'm just gonna pray for Sandra Rose. Let's move on.
Say one thing about Sandra Rose? No shade, but did she get her hair fixed yet? Because she'd be wearing that short ass cut, and it'd be like all messed up with like her auntie cut it, like in the kitchen. Like it's all over the place.
Yeah, let me tell you something. She has got to be. You know how they say people got face for radio? She got a face for blogging. That's for damn sure.
She got a bootleg Halle Berry cut. Anyways, go ahead. Okay.
Let's move on. So another person's time, who it is, it's time to change genders, and Bruce Jenner.
I want to know who believes this.
It's been rumored for months and months. Of course, Kris Jenner denied it. Everyone in the camp denied it. Now it seems as though they're all coming to grips with it
admitting it. I don't think she knew, though. I don't think Kris knew.
Kris is saying she didn't know. But I'm telling you, I thought for the longest that Bruce looked, I'm like, wait a minute, he's starting to look like a woman.
Right.
I mean, so now, from what we hear, there's going to be this big interview with, what is her name that does all the big interviews? Not Barbara Walters. Not Barbara
Diane
Walters,
Sawyer?
But Diane Sawyer. The one where Whitney says crack is black. Diane Sawyer did an interview, and this is supposed to be his coming out. Have you seen him? His hair is now down his back. He looks as though he's growing breasts. I mean, what the hell happened?
Is setting in.
And he's got how many kids? What the hell happened with Bruce? You know, because
he's been around all those females for no lipstick. 63 years of age.
Like, he's going to be an ugly old woman when he changes. 63 years of age he is. And he's got more problems because he was involved in an accident today where someone got killed.
So,
Bruce Jenner, he took a sobriety test at roadside after horror four-car pileup. Okay, the reality star rear-ends a Lexus, leaving one woman dead.
Woo!
So Bruce, with all the other problems.
Bruce. He don't know how to. Oh, wow. I don't know. I really pray for him because I think he's confused right now. And it's really crazy. But you know what? If he wants to wear skirts now, honestly, Heaven, Miss O.D., I don't have nothing to say. That's his business. I really don't care. You know, honestly, I don't care. You know.
He's in his pursuit of happiness.
He's old as hell. Just let him go out in style. Like, I don't know. You know.
And it's like, I'm looking online. I'm looking at some of the pictures at the police giving him the sobriety test. And then like one picture. People are so shady. There's like one picture where Bruce is in front of the police, and you can see the police looking at each other like they're trying their hardest not to crack a smile. Like, do you see this dude? You know what I mean? It's like the police are police ain't shit. I mean, they're sitting here. You can see the look on their face.
They're looking at his boobs.
Right.
You know they're looking at his boobs.
You know, what it was? They were trying to figure out whether they needed to call a female officer on the scene or not.
They're confused.
Because these shirts he has on, you can see his boobs. Like, and Bruce Jenner was a guy that was a damn decathlon winner, so he's been in pretty good shape his whole life. But you can see his boobs like poking through his shirt.
Nice.
What is wrong with these people? I just want to ask you something. Do you get like $1 billion? And go crazy. Most people, it's just like they go freaking nuts. like, what the hell? How do you just come out the closet and say, after having 18 kids, and say, oh, I want to have boobs now? Like, really?
Right.
I can get if you want to be gay. If you want to be gay and you're still a guy, okay. But you want to get boobs? Oh, my. Okay. Anyways, go ahead.
I don't. And like I said, I think I have more of an issue at 63. Like, it took you that long.
Thank you.
So,
you're,
I mean,
almost,
why couldn't you do this at a young age?
Yeah.
Like, there's plenty of people
right.
who change genders. You're going to wait till you're 63, you've got mad kids,
no,
you've been with living with Kris Jenner,
listen,
and married her for longer,
people,
and now you want to come out
takes,
with that?
It takes some people that long to really find themselves.
Oh, God.
That's
a long day
it
of
takes
time.
Some people that long to really understand, like, you know what, this is why I haven't been happy my whole life. I need titties.
Oh, God. Maybe
now,
like I don't know.
The Grammys that's coming up, I'm seeing there's some controversy with Beyonce. The Grammys that's coming, let me try to get this story straight. Okay, Beyonce originally was not slated to perform on the Grammys. Now,
let somebody die next year in the bathtub. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm done. Nobody
exactly.
better not die next year in the bathtub. That's
exactly. Notice how all of a sudden,
okay.
I'm telling you, I would not be shocked the night of that Grammys if something tragic happens before or during the Grammys
oh,
or
God.
Right before the Grammys.
Oh,
I'm not going to say. I'm just saying.
I'm just going to say, Grammy week, everybody, every celebrity, stay out the bathtub, okay? Don't go
you
in
know
a
what?
Bathtub. Don't look at a bathtub.
That's right.
Hey,
right.
Don't even take a shower. Just do
just
nothing for the whole
sponge week. Bath for right now.
Take
just
your bath a month
bath.
Ahead. I'm just
right.
saying. I'm not trying to be comedy. I'm not doing comedy right now. I'm being serious. Like, come on. Like, really? We.
What?
I'm just, I can't. No, really.
What is happening
is
with, I think it's, it's the Mahalia Jackson movie.
Okay.
So there's a female. I can't get her name, but she was actually in the Mahalia Jackson movie, and she was doing Mahalia Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
She was singing Mahalia Jackson songs, and everyone loved her. I have to get her name. But what happened is now that it's the Grammys, Common and John Legend,
okay.
who were on the soundtrack and did a song with this girl. Who did
mm-hmm.
who did the part in the movie? They have now shunned her, and Beyonce has stepped in to do who she's going to sing this girl's part. Now, I mean, I've heard this woman sing. She's amazing. She sounds just like Mahalia Jackson. And in the movies, on the Mahalia Jackson movie, she was incredible. So I saw. I'm looking at this timeline of people. Or upset that this girl, you know, who she's new in the game, she got her big break from this Mahalia Jackson movie, that Common and John Legend would shun her. And I believe this is going to open the show. I'm not sure. I think Beyonce is going to open the show. This is going to be the first time anyone opened the show doing a gospel song. So I think she's going to open up doing the Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And then they go into whatever song this girl was. But I see a lot of people was upset that this girl who's starting to the limelight, this is her big shot at performing
right,
at
this
Grammys.
Would have been big for her. This would have been huge
right.
for her.
And they're saying that, you know, Beyonce has enough limelight, you know, why would she jump
right.
in and steal this girl's limelight when this, you know, this girl may not ever have another opportunity to perform at the Grammys. I mean, so I want to get you guys' take on that. You know, should Beyonce have just fell back
absolutely.
And let this girl
yep.
perform the song?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you can get up if you can get up there and say all types of, oh, you know, Taylor Swift's album was just as great, oh, my gosh, give her a round of applause, then
right.
you should have the humility to be able to say, damn, this girl is about to have her first big break.
Right.
Why should I have to come in there and step on her toes?
Right.
And the thing is, the girl is like she got rave reviews for singing, you know, in this movie as Mahalia Jackson. Like, she was amazing. So I understand you know, they want to get the bigger name, you know, in.
No,
but
I don't understand that.
I just think
no
that.
No comment.
But I just think that they should not have, you know, Beyonce, to me, at that, she's at a point in her career where she's up and she tore the Grammys up plenty of times. She's
right.
won plenty of Grammys. So she's
honestly,
at the point in her career where she would have looked really, really big stepping back.
Last
right.
Grammy.
She would look really big stepping back.
On the
and
stage.
A step
I don't
back.
Want to see her coming out singing Precious Lord. I'm just saying. Like, really? Okay. Anyway.
But you know what? Maybe that's why they felt like she needed to do it, to redeem herself from that performance.
Okay. And then what's the next song? I just don't see it. I think she should have let this girl have her night, her chance. And some of the older girls who've been in the game for a while now, which Beyonce has, I think sometimes you got to step back and let the other person come in and give these people an opportunity because, you know, it's not fair. You were that young girl one time, and you wanted to have that opportunity. So I don't get why that didn't happen.
But then they struggle with the idea of feeling like they may become irrelevant if they don't stay
right.
in our face all the time.
Right.
So, but Beyonce, you can fall back.
Welcome
this,
to
like,
show business.
Right.
If you was Keisha Cole or something like that, then I would say, yeah, girl, grab that. But Beyonce, you can sit down, bitch. You're doing too much.
Oh, yeah,
now, here is
a
quick, and this was a very good article. I know you're probably familiar with this site, and they Madame Menor? Madame Menor?
MazelleLG.com.
And she had, this is what she said here. She goes, I had a feeling Beyonce was going to come through at this year's Grammy Awards. I just had a feeling, and turns out my intuition was on point again. And even though I love to be right, I feel a way about the way this is going down. Okay, so she pretty much agreed.
Right.
Pretty much said the same things that we're saying. You know, that she really did not have to do that.
No.
And they have a picture of the female. Let me see. I'm trying to get her name. Okay. Yes. Every day this week. Okay, in a recent interview, U.S. Weekly Comments spilled the tea confirming that Beyonce would take the stage as well. And here's what he said. We do an incredible introduction to our performance, a segue into our song Glory, as a tribute to Selma, okay, and being done by the great Beyonce, and that's one of the greatest talents you can have, helping us segue into it. Okay, so the song Glory, or whatever, was in Selma. tribute to Selma. So I kind of agree with you guys. You know, I think she could have fell back.
What's the girl name that they should know? What's her name?
Okay. Let me find this girl's name. Come on now. Y'all need to be giving me the name.
Tanya, Trisha, Tanisha. What's her name? I want to say to her, if I was you doing that performance, get on your YouTube, girl, go live. Everybody going to go live and tune into your performance. That's what I would say. That's what I would do. Do that, girl.
I like that.
Right.
Break the internet.
Do it right here on Dollhouse Radio if you want to.
Okay. If you've seen the movie Selma, you know that there's a scene in which David Oyelowo as Martin Luther King calls Ladisi, who portrays Mahalia Jackson. So it's Ladisi.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Ladisi, who portrays Mahalia Jackson, and she sings this very song for him. So, and from what I hear, and I got a little rendition of her, you know, she sounds great, you know, so that's why I don't get, you know, why this has to happen, you know. And, of course, as always,
I totally understand if Beyonce had something to do with the production of the music and the girl did it for the movie or whatever, but you are nowhere near this shit. You are totally trying to come in and Mr. Steal Your Girl this whole operation.
Right.
You are really just pulling the only okie doke right now.
Pull the power cord.
Yeah, that's. Oh, man.
I'm Beyonce. You going to let me sing the song or else? You know, I mean, when you have more clout than somebody else, guess what? You could come in and do those certain things because they want her there anyway. You know, she's going to bring the viewers in. She's going to bring everybody, all the people who want to see her. So people, that's how it works, you know. And it's sad, but that's how it works. So
they had to figure out a way to get her on the show since she ain't really dropped no new yet.
I mean, she's not going to give away an award or nothing. I mean, damn, let her give away. Introduce the song. Can she introduce Medisa, what's her name?
Ladisi.
Ladisi. Can they let her introduce the song? Like, damn. Can she come out on stage and introduce her own song? I don't know.
They should have had Beyonce singing backup.
Oh, that would never happen. Girl.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
About that one.
Yeah, that definitely is not happening.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and let's see. What else happened? Oh, this, everything's happening over here. Let's see. Let's get something relevant. Please. Okay. Now, do you believe that, and I always thought these two was a little bit too inappropriate for me. There was recently a picture on Instagram this week with Khloe Kardashian and Scott. What's it? Scott. I always call him Scott
Disick.
Disick. Scott Disick. Okay. Now, everyone has been making comments for a few months that them two are a little too close. Okay. Courtney and Scott. Well, Khloe and Scott.
Oh yeah, I always see them. I see them together. Like they make a good couple because they really get along better.
Right. So and if you remember, they did like a podcast. They were both in a bubble bath together. And there's now a picture on Instagram where Kendall easily even went on there and said, "I can't believe this." Scott took a picture, and of course, him and Courtney are knowingly having problems. Scott took a picture coming out of the pool, and Khloe was also coming out of the pool, and he was toweling off Khloe.
I'm sorry. They seem like I've been said that. I'm like, they either should be fucking or they are fucking. I don't know. And I can say that because him and Courtney are not married, so guess what? I'm sorry. I can say that. But I said that the few seasons I watched the show, they just seem like they're a good match. They seem like a real good match. They get along. They leave Courtney at home all the time. Do you guys notice that?
Yeah, she's always complaining. She doesn't want to do anything, and she's always complaining. But my thing is this. Khloe has a very good sense of humor, and Khloe loves to push people's buttons. Do you think because they see everyone making those assumptions that they're doing that just to try to, you know, push people's buttons?
I think something's going on. Them two, they flirt with each other. I think they still
all
flirt.
The
they might not be having sex, but I just feel like some type of flirtation with them two.
You're definitely right. There's some type of sexual tension.
Non-sexual.
Right.
There's something between them.
Because I remember even the part where Khloe, Courtney was trying to take something like off of, and she had to lift up Khloe's gown or something because she was doing something on her butt. I think Khloe said she, from the water, she got a tick in her butt or something. And then Courtney was taking out a tick, and Scott was act like he was trying to look, you know, at Courtney because she was lifting.
Of course.
I always thought,
let that butt go past you and act like you didn't see it. That's
right.
A big old butt.
Yeah, that's a big old butt.
That butt. Like, it's cute.
Yeah, them two is a little too inappropriate for me, even to the point where now the sister noticed. Kendall put something on there. Notice like, come on, guys, or something like that. I can't believe I'm looking at this, or whatever. So,
I'm sorry. My sister ain't going out with my man all the time. I'm just let you know, you got to watch your sister, you got to watch your cousin, your mama, you got to watch everybody. Anybody that's a girl, I'm watching your ass around my man because I don't trust none of y'all. I'm just saying.
Right.
That's what it is.
And then our final subject before we're going to go, if we have any phones, we're going to let Angela go to the phones.
Mm-mm.
Once again, another day and another stupid comment from Stacey Dash. I mean, Stacey Dash, ever since Obama has been in office, she has been making comments. So her last comment that she made was she was on a panel about the Virginia campus thing, about the rape charges on Virginia campus. And she pretty much said that girls and a lot of girls in sororities parade around, and they want to. She basically said they want to get raped.
So she's basically saying,
if you're parading around being promiscuous and wearing certain clothes and acting a certain way,
like what
you pretty much want to get raped.
Like that King magazine she was on. Shut up, Stacey. Really? Come on, Stacey. I like Stacey, yes. She's just crazy as hell.
I like Stacey, but the comments with the Obama thing. She said she got old timers. Yes.
Yeah, we forget that she old as hell. Right.
Right. So she did come out and apologize for her comments after getting dragged through Twitter.
No, don't apologize.
See, that's what I don't like, that bullshit.
Let me tell you something. When I make a comment, guess what? I don't care who come and say, look, you better change it. Fuck you, and all y'all over there. I'm going to keep it the same. If I said it, I meant it. That's it. I'm not changing nothing. Go sit your ass down, publicist. I pay you. You don't tell me what to say. That's what's going to happen.
I totally agree. I want people, like I said, we called for this, Indy, if you remember, we called for this in 2013. Yes. We called for it again in 2014. And then we called for it. This is the last time we calling for it. In 2015, we want people just stick to what you say. That's why I fuck with Keisha Cole, because no matter how much people get on her and how much the beehive, whatever was coming for her, she said, oh, I'm sorry. That's the way I feel, and I'm not changing shit.
I think Michelle Williams is right, and I'm saying she's right.
And when they came for her, when she said the thing about Beyonce, she said, I think that Beyonce puts butt pads on her booty. If that, you know, y'all going to get mad at that? Get mad at that. I'm just giving my opinion. And then when they all came on Twitter, she never changed. She never deleted nothing.
It was still there. You could go back right now.
You could go back right now and see it. That's why I mess with Keisha Cole. Say what you put your name on it. Stop being so damn scary.
Yeah, stop being so. What are they scared of? Like, they act like they in high school. Somebody going to come beat them up. Like, really?
They want to be loved. They have to be
Who
loved.
Who going to see me? Who going to see me? Like, really? I'm not scared of you. Like, I'm going to say it. I said it. And what? What you going to do? Nothing.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I love, and I'm glad Chris Paul did not apologize. What now? Chris Paul, who plays for the Los Angeles Clippers, okay, all of this domestic violence, female empowerment stuff, this time you got to take a little chill. He made a comment because he was not agreeing with the foul calls that this Lauren Stepnick, whatever, how you pronounce her name, she's a rookie referee. This happens to be a female. So Chris Paul did not agree with her calls. He's saying that her calls were terrible. She gave out a technical foul to him when he didn't deserve it. And he said, you know, she's catching feelings on the court, and if that is the case, then maybe this is not for her. Now, when he threw that in, forget it. The part where he said maybe it's not for her, every man,
he would have said the same thing and said, well, maybe it's for you, bro.
Yeah, what's that to say, him?
Right. And it's a huh? Well, now, okay, and I listen to this, and there, and Ms. O.D., if he had said, maybe this isn't for him, they would say, oh, what are you saying? She's a lesbian? What are you calling her? Him? You don't see the her.
Right.
Right.
What the hell? You can't say nothing. Everybody's watching your words, and I think that's stupid. I hate that. Get out of my mouth. That's what I wanted to say. She made a stupid call. She probably is a rookie. She don't know what the hell she's doing. You know what I'm saying? So what? Yeah.
When do we become, I mean, that's why I explained to you guys before, that's why I love the web. That's why I love broadcasting on digital. I can go and get a job on a AM station or a little FM station, but I don't like being monitored. You can't say the words you want to say. Right. Yeah, you can't speak your own
like
mind. You can't speak your mind. We're living now in a world now where you can't say what you want to say. Every person that makes a comment, they got to delete their tweet.
Right.
They got to, apologize for what they said.
No,
everybody gets offended at everything.
Oh, God. Really? for real. Oh, I want to say something real quick. Oh, porn star news, because we didn't do any tonight. I definitely want to say, I want to comment, 2016 Avian Awards. This is what my prediction I want to see more of, and I want to kind of put this out there so that maybe somebody can listen and get this message. I want to see more urban people at the 2016 Awards.
Please.
I want to see more urban people winning awards for 2016 because I will be present. My dogs, people will be present.
That's right. Miss O.D.,
really,
you will be present,
right,
too.
Yes, Miss O.D., she's Dollhouse. Yeah.
Yes.
I would love to see
yes.
more of us, not just black, but like the Asian, the Mexican girls, like everybody else win some damn awards in 2016. Can we give it up? Can we do a whole thing for just the urban girls? I think that AVN needs to step it up and do something for the urban, like really go out for them this 2000. Come on, it's 2016. Come on. Everybody, Jenna Jameson's
like
old cracked out ass can't still be winning the award. Like, come on now. You know damn well nobody wants to see her.
So messed up, and And I'll tell you, and I'll give this girl props. I'm not a big Skin Diamonds fan, but Skin Diamonds
was
her thing.
I was just going to say, shout out to Skin Diamond for her outfit on this year's awards. OMG.
Yes, Skin Diamond does her thing. And
she does.
She did comment. They did interview her. I believe I saw it on Vlad TV or whatever. And they asked him about black females. And he said, if you look back and... He mentioned, he said, we did something on Vlad TV. And that's the one you were in, India.
Vlad put me all last because he was mad because Complex put me number 3. He going to put me 80-something. Fuck you, Vlad. You know damn well I'm not no 80. I started some of this shit. F you. The hell, you going to put me 80? He mad. Anyways, he going to put Pinky Fat Ass number 2. How is she a number 2? How is she come before me and Heather? Anyway, go ahead.
See, so she said, he said, you know, in the 90s and early to
mm-hmm.
there were black female porn stars. Like there were, he said, and now, you know, if I ask
just
you to name a top black girl,
okay,
name me one. And then she was like, well, Misty. She said, well, Misty. So he said, well, you know, that's one. He said, but you know, you can't really name. He said, but back then, you know,
yes,
there was a whole lot of them.
Yes.
And Skin Diamond said she believes that one of the reasons is that she said a lot of black girls don't do anal. She said a lot of
they
black
don't?
Girls. That's what
why?
She said. She
that's
said,
the best thing ever.
And she said, I came in the gate doing everything. She said that's the reason why I was able. You know, I can. I'm not charging no more. I'm not making $300 a scene. So like a lot of these people now are making $300 a scene. I'm like, damn,
well,
you're getting fucked for 12
I
hours
agree
for
with
$300.
Saying, but honestly, I don't agree with what she's saying because, bitch, I didn't come in doing everything. Number one, you don't ever come in doing everything because you do everything. Then, bitch, you done did everything and then your ass going to get escorted out. I don't agree with that. I think that you should do enough. Like, you can't come in just doing girl scenes because there's not enough work for you to be seen. So I wouldn't
right.
do that. But, yeah, I was one that did girl, boy-girl. I did anal. So that did give me more notoriety because I did anal because I like anal. So it was nothing that I felt I had to do to get attention. I just did something I like to do in my personal life. So
Miss O.D.,
guess what?
Do you like anal?
Right.
You know what? I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Maybe
well,
I just haven't had the right
talk to. After the show, I can tell you a few tips. If you would
okay.
like me to tell you these tips. Okay.
All right, I'm down.
But,
the game is gold, it's to be sold. That's all, you know what I'm saying?
So let's hold that. Let's hold that for next. So next week, we need some anal tips from Miss.
Anal tips
from
next week, you guys.
Anal tips
okay.
next week.
Pizza before you do anal. Word of advice, no pizza before anal. Anyways, okay, go ahead.
I want to shout out your girl, Jocelyn James, who's in New York. I'm supposed to link up with her.
Jocelyn!
Before she leaves. So we were going to link up tonight. She called me at the last minute and said she had got some sort of shoot or whatever. So she's going to try to link up before we leave. Shout out
That's
to Jocelyn here in cold ass New York. Next week, anal tips, guys. And
yes, I'll give out anal tips,
some more
guys,
craziness.
You know, if you want, ladies.
All right.
Ladies, I'm telling you, you better get into it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Guys and ladies.
Don't eat pizza, though. Don't eat pizza before you do it. I got a story about that too.
Oh my goodness.
Not about me, about somebody else. Okay, anyway.
We'll see y'all next week, 11 p.m. Eastern, here on Dial House.
No, we'll be here at 11:15. You know damn well we're going to be late. We'll see y'all at 11:10.
Thank you guys for joining in, as usual, at 11:15. But, and Daya and Miss O.D., enjoy your weekend, and we'll see y'all next week. Anal tips,
right,
guys, don't forget.
Miss O.D., call me if you want phone sex. I'm here.
All right, well.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
One minute you the best, the next you my ex. I swear you try me on purpose, I swear we need a ref. But baby, I am a champion, lay back, I'll ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left, lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself a break, this nigga acting quick. Bedroom like a boxing ring, at each other's necks all day. Smoking all day, trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face, keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses, I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I could feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of these icing. I'm heated, I'm heated, but I need it, I'm up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like what? Beat it up like what? Beat it up like Rocky. 2 rounds gone, red for 3. Pound for pound, Frazier Ali. Need 2 pay per view, what I'm about to do. Boy, so gone, screaming your name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I could feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of these icing. Yeah, I'm heated, but I need it. We up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey!
Look, young Bob like Rocky Balboa. I knock it out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. Huh, I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a Scorpio, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she gon' leave me there.
So LA with it, I'm just so LA,
LA
with it.
L-A-T-L.
Wake you up so I can put it in your face, nigga.
Damn.
Get it up, baby, I just wanna play with it.
Bring it,
let me
it
play
back.
With
bring
it,
it.
Let me,
bring
we
it
up in here like. We up in here like.
I'm so in love, she's so LA. I ain't tryna be cocky, babe, but I beat it up like Rocky, babe.